Scientists say that human embryonic stem cells hold the potential for curing many illnesses, including spinal cord injuries, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and even coronary heart disease. But they say they've been hampered in their ability to carry out the research necessary to just find out. On August 9, 2001, President Bush went on national TV and said the government would pay for research done only on stem cells taken from embryos prior to 9 p.m. that evening. The White House said there were dozens of stem cell lines available, over 60. But scientists who actually do this research now say that the actual usable number is closer to a dozen or even less. Not to be hamstrung by a lack of money from Washington, some states have stepped in to fill the gap. California was the first to legalize stem cell research. New Jersey passed a bill late last year, signed into law in January, that legalizes all types of stem cell research. And that state has gone one step further. Last month, Governor James McGreevy asked the legislature to pass his proposed budget, which allocates money for stem cell research, including a new stem cell research center. And just this morning, he announced the establishment of the New Jersey Stem Cell Research Institute. If the budget is passed, it would make New Jersey the first state to fund stem cell research. So we're going to start the hour by talking about the New Jersey plan and bring in the other states and private efforts to fund stem cell research. And if you'd like to join our discussion, our number is 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. Let me introduce my guest. Wise Young is a professor and chair of the Department of Cell Biology and Neuroscience and the founding director of the W.M. Keck Center for Collaborative Neuroscience at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He joins us from his office there. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Young.
Thank you, Ira.
Tell us about how many stem cell lines, practically speaking, are there available for the federal funding?
Well, the estimate is between 12 to 18. I think six are still in private hands, so not readily available. 12 are readily available to U.S. scientists. So this was the latest from the NIH.
So they're not 60 or 72 or those numbers given out by the president?
Yes.
Why not? I mean, where did those numbers come from?
Well, I think President Bush asked the staff at NIH to estimate the number of stem cells available worldwide, and they came up with this number, and most of the stem cell lines were either not available or not stem cells. And it took another 6 months to verify that. And unfortunately, even after that information has come out, the federal government has not changed its policy to make more stem cell lines accessible.
So I guess when the president was looking under the White House furniture this week for weapons of mass destruction, he didn't turn up any stem cell lines either. Tell us about the state of New Jersey. Why has the state? And now, is this because the state says we can't wait for the government to jump in and do this, allow us, you know, to get that money to do the stem cell research?
Well, first of all, let me tell you about the forces that made this happen. For the first time in my memory, and possibly in the history of New Jersey, all the disability groups in New Jersey got together and joined forces to press for this particular bill that legalized all types of stem cell research in the United in the state of New Jersey. Now, this is unprecedented in many ways because, as you know, many of the disability groups have very different interests and aims, goals, politically. And for them all to join forces was very important, I think, in getting this bill passed. The bill, however, provided no funding. It just said you can go ahead and do it. And so the decision by Jim McGreevy to go ahead and fund this is an act of courage. He is taking a leadership role in this. New Jersey will be the first state to commit state funds to stem cell research.
But where is the money going to come from?
Well, he has found, or he has proposed, $6.5 million to start this institute, with more funding hopefully to come. It's going to be a combined private-public funding initiative.
Mm-hmm. But what about private funding? Is there any of that going on?
Sure. Clearly, now that an institute has been established or set up by the medical school and by Rutgers University. Now we can start raising funds for this. We can now go to the companies, we can go to private donors and foundations, mm-hmm. and say, you know, please support this. I think there will be support for this.
Mm-hmm. New Jersey is sort of the Silicon Valley of the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes.
I mean, you got Merck, J&J, Schering Plough, you got Bristol-Myers Squibb. You just name them going up and down the highways there.
Right.
Why don't they take it on themselves? And now they make drugs, but don't they see that stem cells might be their future source of revenue also?
Yes. I think most of the pharmaceutical companies do have some stem cell research going on in their laboratories, but they have not yet found a business model that because, for example, harvesting stem cells from either the bone marrow or from umbilical cord blood or even from embryos is regarded as a service industry. It's not regarded as a product. You know, it's not like a drug product. And it is very difficult to protect the intellectual property of stem cells in this way. And so one of the major goals of our Stem Cell Institute will be to create stem cell products. And so the future of stem cells will rest in making genetically modified stem cells that would be specifically beneficial to certain diseases. Mm-hmm. So it would be sort of like drugs. And as you know the factor that imparts the quality of stem cells are the expression of certain genes. So if you can genetically modify cells, you should be able to make stem cells from any cell, and you should be able to make stem cells that are particularly beneficial for certain diseases. So I think that is where the future of stem cell therapies lie.
Mm-hmm. And what about the other states and other private yes. institutions?
Yes, there's now, you know, since Governor McGreevy's announcement, a number of other states have come out with announcements. You know, for example, California recently announced that they are trying to gather the 600,000 signatures necessary to put a $3 billion bond issue on the ballot in this coming fall. And they want to spend in California $300 million per year over a 10-year period for stem cell research. Massachusetts came very close to passing a bill with $35 million. However, I think that they had trouble with the budget, and Harvard University, not wanting to wait, went on ahead and announced that they would invest $100 million of their own money into a stem cell institute. I think there are similar bills pending in New York, in Illinois, and possibly in Michigan as well. So this is I think New Jersey is just the beginning of this tidal wave of state funding of stem cell research, which is unprecedented in science. Most biomedical research, as you know, is funded by the federal government through the NIH.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's also the competition from abroad in this area.
Oh, yes. Well, Singapore, for example, has 2 or 3 years ago announced that they were going to invest $2 billion into biotechnology, and a high priority, perhaps the highest priority item on their list was stem cells. And China is committing themselves, and as you know, Korea recently announced that they were able to clone the first stem cell lines, or create the first stem cell lines from a cloned human mm-hmm. being. Mm-hmm. And they have put in many millions of dollars mm-hmm. as well.
Let's go to the phones, 1-800-989-8255. Susan in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Susan.
I congratulate New Jersey, but my question is about an article I saw about a week and a half ago in our local Wisconsin State Journal saying that the Pentagon has given almost $250,000 to fund stem cell research related to Parkinson's using the, those current mysterious lines in Sweden.
Yes.
Do you know about that?
Yes. The grant, as far as I have been able to determine, is going to the University of Lund, L-U-N-D, and they have a very strong Parkinson's disease program, and they are closely allied with several other universities in Sweden that have created many of the stem cell lines. For example, the University of Gothenburg, close to Lund, has 17 of the world's so-called world stem cell lines. And they are, I think, a leading group doing embryonic stem cells. it's sort of interesting that because of the lack of current NIH funding of stem cell research in the United States, or at least human stem cell work in the United States, we don't have the centers that are capable of competing for that kind of funding currently.
So they're doing within the president's guidelines.
Yes, and especially within the president's guideline.
Mm-hmm. So instead of the money staying in this country, it's going out to Sweden. And you're hoping that your institute or others like it could use some of that funding once it gets going.
Yes. Well, I want to emphasize that our institute here in New Jersey will have to be more or less NIH compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, no institute can survive without NIH funding,
mm-hmm.
and our major source of funding will have to come from NIH. And so, the NIH funding will indeed be used to fund, you know, some of the basic animal stem cell research, as well as the more acceptable stem cell sources such as umbilical cord blood, also bone marrow stem cells, and adult stem cells. Now, there we will of course study the accessible lines that have been identified by NIH. You know, right now we're struggling with how we're going to fund those aspects of the research that would not be fundable by NIH, and this has to be solved in the next 6 months or so.
Because I've heard critics say that even the guidelines the president put out, the lines of stem cells are very old, they're crickety, they're not really good for research use.
Well, even more important, all these cell lines were derived and grown on mouse feeder cells. In other words, they're contaminated with mouse genes, and there's a lot of skepticism whether such cells should ever be used in humans. And so, you know, there's really a need to have modern stem cell lines that are created today. And, for example, Douglas Melton at Harvard announced that he made 17 or 18 stem cell lines last year, human stem cell lines using modern techniques. And just one lab did this, and according to NIH rules, we would not be able to study those using NIH funds.
But you could get your own funding together.
And we would be able to use state funds for that as well.
Mm-hmm. How soon do you think the money is going to be rounded up?
Well, we are going to go on ahead and develop this institute even before the money comes in. What was really remarkable was in a breakfast meeting today with Governor McGreevy and Commissioner Cliff Lacey and the legislative leaders of New Jersey and business leaders, a commitment was made by UMDNJ, the medical school, and Rutgers University to initiating this Stem Cell Institute even before the money arrives.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are very excited about doing this. Our goal is to really attract a critical mass of perhaps a dozen or so stem cell scientists, the leading stem cell scientists who come to New Jersey to carry on this research.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Wise Young, Professor and Chair of the Department of Cell Biology and Neuroscience and Founding Director of the W.M. Keck Center for Collaborative Neuroscience at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, talking about New Jersey announcing today they've set up a New Jersey Stem Cell Research Institute. We're going to take a short break, change gears. We're switching out those gears while we're on the break. Stay with us. We'll come back and talk lots more about other stuff. Next up is going to be diseases that we usually don't talk about here in this country, but are ravaging other parts of the world. So stay with us. We'll be right back.